The following program was previously recorded. Welcome to another installment of Live and Local. From the studios at 33rd and Burt, I'm your local host, Mike Hogan. The fifth annual Porch Fest is happening October 3rd in the Gifford Park neighborhood at 33rd and California, or thereabouts, as it is spread out throughout the area. Emily Cox is the owner of E3 Music Management, and they are helping really driving the musical talent behind this Porch Fest, and Emily joins me on Live and Local. Thank you, Emily.
Absolutely.
Well, can you talk about what's going to happen here on October 3rd? Because this is going to be fun for the entire family.
Exactly. So we have 10 stages in the Gifford Park neighborhood, and we will start at 2 o'clock, and it ranges everything from live music to cultural dancers to activities for kiddos and food trucks, you know, everything that your heart desires on a Sunday afternoon for you and your family and your dogs and your kids, everybody. Fun for everyone.
Well, how far across the Gifford Park neighborhood does this spread?
It spreads all the way from the Yates Community Center up there on Davenport, and then all the way down to the Big Muddy Urban Farm there, right there on Burt Street.
I'll be darned. So now it goes from 2 to 5 p.m. How would you recommend that a family get to see everything there? I'm not sure that's actually possible, is it?
I think it is. So at the market stage where they have the Gifford Park Farmers Market, we have an info booth. We'll have a map for you, and on the back it'll have the schedule so you can kind of pick and choose where you want to go and who you want to see. Music ranges all the way from some indie music to a lot of Americana folk, you know, typical porch type music that you'd want to hear, you know, banjos and mandolins. You can really map out your day. There's never a dull moment. There's always something to do. There's tarot card readers. There's henna art. There's a poetry stage. It's the first this year. We have some great loaded talent on the poetry stage. So it's honestly something for everyone.
Well, I noticed Allie Peeler's hosting the open mic porch as well.
She is. She's already booked that thing solid. And then she'll do a performance as well.
Outstanding. This is the fifth annual Porch Fest Omaha, Porch Fest OMA, as it's called, for the Omaha city moniker. How big is this compared to the other years?
Well, we had to scale back a bit. You know, last year was canceled, and this year was a bit of a struggle just to get things rolling again. But you know, our first year that we started, we only had about, 20 bands. And then, you know, we've expanded every year. The last year we had it, we had 32 performances in 2019. So it's gone up and down. You know, we do not have a lack of interest from the Gifford Park community. I have more people asking to host porches than I can manage right now.
Also, by the way, for those that are listening that don't live in Gifford Park and would be coming in from somewhere else in the greater Omaha, Council Bluffs metro areas, free parking at Duchenne Academy, right?
Correct. Yep, right up there on the street, 36th and California, free parking.
Well, what has been the most rewarding for you in getting this show ready to rock?
You know what? The Gifford Park community, the neighborhood, is so amazing. I don't live there, but I wish I did. And that's really what we want people to see, you know, come and see this little gem that's in Omaha that has so many activities and such an engaged neighborhood association. That's super rewarding. And then just giving the local art scene a small platform to share their art with people who maybe don't head out to the clubs and the, you know, other big events that happen in Omaha. It's right there in your neighborhood, and it's easy and safe. It's something that you can do you know, quickly and enjoy a lot of the culture that we have here in Omaha.
Absolutely. Not asking you to pick any favorite bands or anything, but are there a couple of highlights in the many, many bands that you've been able to book into this area? Are there a couple of highlights you'd like to point out to people?
Oh, you know, you can't go wrong with the Prairie Gators. They'll be playing at the market stage. And then we've got another local band, Buck Mai, who just released an album. So they're both pretty interesting ones. And then All Young Girls on the Machine Guns are going to be performing up by the Yates Community Center as well. And they're a local favorite.
That's outstanding. Rain or shine, this happens?
Absolutely. Rain or shine. We did have some snow a couple years ago that we had to postpone. But I think the weather looks good for October 3rd.
The fifth annual Porch Fest OMA is Sunday, October 3rd from 2 to 5 p.m. Any information you would like on it can be found at porchfestoma.com. She is Emily Cox. She is the owner of E3 Music Management, and they are bringing many of the musical talents here to the greater Omaha metro area. Emily, congratulations on this event, and good luck.
Thanks so much.